For me, the history of technical analysis is grounded in the sort of the glory years of the 20s and 30s, sort of the Dow theory, and then you have Gartley, and then you have Gann, all the big names that made major contributions. There are certain people, you know, John Bollinger of Bollinger Bands, there's certain people around now that have made what I consider good contributions to technical analysis, but I don't feel that the old greats have ever, anyone's ever come close to measuring to the old greats of the who captured many basic principles. And I think the fascination of indicator creation, where everyone just throws a few mass formulas at some price behavior, has taken modern technical analysis down a very dead-end road. That said, there's interesting people like de Monk, Mark de Monk, who has a look at certain specific sets of criteria for calling major crashes. It's an interesting concept. I like anything that's got a clear idea of volume in it. So you get market profile, which is Stiedelmeyer, which will show you how much of time the market is trading and how much of it is at a certain range. So within your sort of candle, you're getting where the bulk of the activity is occurring. So that I find that anything that can give me horizontal volume and shows a key level where there's a lot of interaction. I have a law in HVF theory that builds on the round numbers concept that says that you have order clustering at key levels that are perceived in people's minds. It might be a round number, it might be a previous high or a previous low. So what actually happens in orders and how the system moves, if you have a vertical here, the round key levels, there's a lot of orders, buy and sell orders clustered. Just before and after them, there's a void because traditionally you would think they're evenly distributed. Well, they aren't. So wherever you spike more, you've taken away from somewhere else. So other people will be clustering around the next key level. So you actually have a void or lower volume period. So you have this sort of use at all these key round numbers and other significant technical levels. What that means to me is that those levels invariably tend to get run. This is why support and resistance is a very key technical concept, but it's a very dangerous one to trade, because everybody who spots an obvious support and resistance level, there'll be lots of orders clustering there. That means there's avoidance, there's a void in front of it. So what tends to happen in my belief system is that you will then go through this void very easily and very quickly, which will be high momentum. Momentum traders will then follow in behind that and push it up so that the key level is always sucked up to where all the volume is, and you'll just run that key level. A lot of those orders will be market orders, so suddenly a lot of pending orders all become market orders at this key round number. So if you get a rush to hit the systems all at a key round number, they can't all get filled at that key round number. So that's why you always trade just through a key technical support or resistance point or round number. So anytime I get a projection very close to a key round number, I actually anticipate that the round number is going to be run because the momentum of the carry through. So I've sometimes even supplemented my target slightly for that purpose.